Well, I think the guys that played me out all this year, you know, Jimmy Graham, Ryan Thompson of the world, who really have done our class of tight end favor this year. You know, I can't say enough about the guys of ours. I hope that one day they will play us like that.
How much is your game like that, like the Rams, like Askies?
I mean, I think when you watch film on those guys, I like to take the positive and the negative, kind of pick and choose, and see what I can learn from
it. Have you thought about playing for your former coach for the 49ers, Jim Harbaugh?
Not particularly. I mean, I haven't really thought about one particular team. I'm just kind of excited to be here and, you know, see the 32 different teams.
Yeah, you're projected to go, you know, maybe end the first round, beginning the second. You know, that's where they're picking. How much three tight end stuff did you do at Stanford? Were there a lot of different?
How many three tight ends?
Yeah.
Quite a bit, I think. I think our offensive coordinator and offensive coaches did a really good job of kind of utilizing the talent that we had at the tight end position. We had some young guys, Zach Ertz and Willie Toilolo, who will probably be here in the next couple of years. It was a great blessing for me to have them on my team, and for the coaches again to put us in position to be successful.
Yes, it's such an unusual formation, especially in college. I mean, did you find that teams were not equipped to handle three really good tight ends?
I think it's tough on defenses to try to figure out, you know, are we going to run the ball because we can? We have three big guys out there. We're going to pass the ball. Again, you have guys like Zach and Levine who create mismatches, and it's tough for a defensive cover.
What will you be doing here physically as far as the drills? And
I'll just be bench pressing and interviewing, and then I'll be running on my pro day.
Okay. Probably if you had to point to your strengths, just put it in your words, you would say what?
Probably my speed and my hands.
Is there a 40 time that you're going to be shooting for on Mark 22?
No, I mean, I'm just going to just run as fast as I can.
Are you pleased with where your blocking is right now as you move into the NFL?
No, I don't think I'm pleased, I would say, or satisfied with any part of my game. I think, you know, it's a daily thing to try to improve, and absolutely got to improve every day.
David Shaw said that there was at least once every practice where a pass Andrew would make would just blow him away. Was it like that? I mean, did you have that same experience?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was almost more than a daily thing. It was kind of, you'd watch film after practice and just be in awe. The best player I've played with, and probably played against, and I mean, an unbelievable guy as well. You know, it's not just his skills on the field, but I mean, he's a really great guy as well.
Was there one play in particular, or one that you can remember that was pretty remarkable that another player wouldn't be able to make that?
I think Coach Shaw likes to point to Andrew's redshirting year. He was on the scout team and threw the ball from one hash all the way across the field on a rope. And at that point, we all kind of went, wow, this kid's for real. And, you know, his freshman year, you could definitely see the potential. And as he grew to become more polished, I mean, he's what you see today.
Did you notice in your left hand, you saw the tight end is just transforming the completely different position, and obviously it suits you pretty well, doesn't it?
Yeah, like I said, it's exciting to be at the tight end position. I mean, with guys like Gronkowski, Graham, Hernandez, I mean, the list goes on and on of the impressive guys and how they've played in the last few years. So it's exciting to be even considered part of that position.
Do you feel like nobody can match up with you just because of your size and speed combination?
That's your words, not mine. Yeah. But I think putting the tight end outside and inside, it provides different matchups that an offense can utilize to their advantage. Harrison's a good guy. I always love going against Notre Dame. It's kind of my hometown team. I'm from the Chicagoland area, so lots of Notre Dame fans, and had a lot of family and friends after those games. So. It's fine. I mean, I think everyone realized that Stanford was a run first team and threw off of that using play action. So when we can run the ball effectively, we do it. And when we have to pass, we pass. So that's how it went.
Kobe, I don't know how much you were able to watch any 49ers games, if at all, but if you did, I mean, do you notice similarities in their offense, what you guys were doing with Harbaugh and Stanford?
Oh, absolutely. I think, our staff carried on the same offense that Coach Harbaugh's staff left, and essentially we ran the same offense.
It didn't seem to change too much when you saw it coming in the NFL.
I think there are always tweaks that you make depending on the team that you're playing, the personnel you're going against. But it's one of those things where the base concepts pretty much stay the same. Yeah.
Kobe, next level
in
the NFL. What kind of tight end are you going to be bringing up to the NFL?
That's kind of yet to be decided. You know, I'd like to do anything that I can to help the team win, if that means just running routes, just blocking, just playing special teams. And, you know, I want to help the team win. So that's really going to be a coach's decision.
You've watched, obviously, a lot of college teams at Stanford. Have you watched NFL tape, tight end, some of them, just to maybe look for nuances that could help you?
Not so much film as I do, on Sundays. So that's something that I need to do more of, is film study on guys that I look up to. But yeah, it's more of kind of a watch as a fan, but really notice the tight end.
Is there one of those guys you look at and say, hey, that's similar to my skill set? Not necessarily yourself, but yet, among the market broadcasters.
No, I like I said, I think I like to pick and choose.
Dave Provo, tight end, Syracuse, table one.
If you were to sneak into the first round, that would give Stanford four guys in the first round, conceivably. They've never had more than two. And you have back-to-back wins of 12 and 11 seasons. Is this Stanford football now and into the future?
I hope so. I think one of my biggest things that I'm proud of in going to Stanford is taking a team that was 1-11 and helping to turn that around to two straight BCS games. And the coaching staff just did an awesome job bringing in a great bunch of recruits. So I think years to come, they're going to be a pretty good team.
It used to be that the academic part was so restrictive that so many few guys could get in that they couldn't recruit. Is now the cream of the crop all looking to Stanford?
Well, I think it's one of those things where it's difficult to say 5 years ago that there's a quality football program in place as well as a great education, and now at Stanford you have the best of both worlds, really. And so I think it'd be a hard thing for someone to turn down.
Do you know if you're going to visit with the Niners or is something set up yet?
I don't know. I have a card of room numbers I'm supposed to be at a certain time, so I don't know the exact team that I'm meeting with.
Harbaugh could be behind door number three.
He could be. Yeah. He could be behind door number three. Well, I don't know.
I wasn't here at the beginning. Are you not running?
No, sir. Just bench press.
And that's why is that?
I sprained my ankle in the Fiesta Bowl, so I've been rehabbing that, and I will run on my pro day on March 22nd.
Everything's on schedule for that?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
If you had a game today, would you play?
Yes, sir.
Kobe is short for Jacoby, right?
Yes, sir.
And is that story true? With
yeah.
Your mom?
Yeah, I just had the opportunity to talk to Joe Jacoby recently, the man that I'm named after, essentially, the Washington Redskins, and had a good conversation. He's a great guy, and glad to kind of consider him a friend now.
How did that connection, what was it, your mom was just a Redskins fan?
The story is essentially that mom was watching football on television and saw the name on the back of Joe's jersey, liked the name, turned to my dad and said, what do you think about naming our son Jacoby? My dad, whose name is Bill, wasn't a big fan of that idea. He wanted his son to be named Bill. And so after a long labor and delivery, my mom asked, the one thing I ask is, I'd like to name our son. And so here I am.
What's your mom's name?
Michelle.
Yeah. as far as my understanding, you've been pretty active here last year in the classroom. Are you working on 2 degrees?
Yes, sir. At the end of this quarter, I'll finish up my undergraduate, and if all goes to plan, I'll finish up my master's at the end of the academic year.
So you're talking about for your bachelor's is what? A March?
Bachelor's, I'm not sure on the exact date at the end of the quarter, but.
What's your master's in?
The master's is in media studies.
What is that?
It was actually for a sports journalism class. I was fortunate enough to have a professor that was a beat writer for the Washington Redskins and covered Joe while he was playing. And put in a call for me and kind of made the connection, and I just recently wrote a story for my sports journalism class that described my interaction with Joe and kind of how things came about.
What were you?
Out of high school, I mean, it was a dream for me playing the NFL, but I realized that there was a lot of work to be done to even consider being part of such an awesome set. Oh, absolutely. I mean, I wanted to play great football. There's no doubt about that. I think Coach Harbaugh, his enthusiasm really led me to believe that we were going to be a great football team. But to have a backup plan and a Stanford education is not a bad thing. So. It's a combination of talking to guys who've been through it, talking to your agents. A lot of times the questioning is very similar, kind of along the same lines. Sometimes you get one from left field, but for the most part, it follows a pretty similar lineup. I think very important. I think you can develop a rapport with someone in that amount of time, especially your position coach, and I hope that I've done that a little bit so far and will continue to do that. Let's see. I won't say who asked me, but one of the teams asked me, when was the last time I did something wrong knowingly and continue to do it? And I won't tell you my answer either. I had to think back to high school, but it was a funny story. So.
What's the name of your professor?
My sports journalism professor, Gary Pomerantz.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where did this meeting take place? At Stanford?
With Joe?
Yeah.
Kobe? It was over the phone.
Oh, over the phone.
All right,
given your field of study, how have we done, do you think, so far?
I think you guys have done excellent.
All right.
All right. Tell us one thing nobody knows about Andrew Luck.
One thing nobody knows about Andrew Luck. I think you guys will be pleasantly surprised when he jumps.
Jumps?
Jumps. So
he's got a good vertical,
broad, stuff
yeah.
like that.
How are you good?